That sounds good, Kat. Kat's our broadcast engineer today. Mr. Gary Dees, I guess, sitting like the co-pilot seat over there. And then my wife, sweet Jennifer, boy, she has proven to be the rock the last few months as I'm recovering from the accident I was in October. It's unbelievable all the things she's been getting done and doing. Well, she's in here taking your calls, and we'll get you online. Romy, why don't we get to Pamela? She called last hour. We asked her to be patient. We take care of her this hour. Let's see if we can get to her.
And as we do, this is the 10:20 break. And if you had our, if you received our weekly email newsletter, you know this is the time we're giving away Coyotes tickets for Sunday, February 24th, 7 p.m. What was the name of the commuter train that took traffic into Tempe, Mesa, and Phoenix after the floods of 1980? It took out eight of the 10 bridges, and a commuter train was established while during Reconstruction. What was the name of that train? And it was named after a governor's wife.
Our neighbor at the time, we lived at Lincoln and Mockingbird, and he worked in Ahwatukee. And it took him 2.5 hours to cross the Mill Avenue Bridge. He had to leave at like 4:30 in the morning, and he was getting home like at 8 o'clock at night.
For a 12-mile commute.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's not what they mean when they say the good old days.
No, that wasn't.
All right.
Miss Pam.
If you know the answer, text that to 411-923, and we'll pick a random correct answer winner. That's, what was the name of the commuter train that took passengers over the river after the flood of 1980.
Good morning, Miss Pam.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you earned extra stars in your crown for being so patient. Let's see if we can help you.
Okay, here's my question. My guest bathroom has no cold water to the tub and the sink. The sink actually has just a little dribble of cold water. The rest of the house is fine. And what happens is if you turn the water on in the tub, when you have it on, you know, like hot water, pressure's fine, everything, you turn it over to cold, and it's like you shut it off. There's nothing. And the sink, the same thing, the water pressure is fine as long as it's pulling from the hot water, but turn it over to cold and it's just, maybe a small finger width of water coming out, just a little dribble.
Well, I tell you what, Miss Pam, if it were only one plumbing fixture doing this, I'd know exactly what the problem would be, but the fact that it's the entire bathroom, the lavatory sink, and the shower, tub shower filler, that's going to complicate things quite a bit.
And I'm afraid of a supply line, right?
We're going to have to get there and actually do an analysis. Now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to put you back on hold. And because you waited so long, I'm going to find out where you are in Arizona. And we're going to send a Rosie certified plumber to your house. And I'm going to pay for it. So we're going to troubleshoot and find out what's wrong and give you an analysis of what needs to be done, and I'll pay for the whole analysis, and then we'll decide what to do when we establish what repair is needed. And I hope that you feel like that's fair. You were on hold on the phone for a long time. Thank you for being so gracious and so patient. All right, the topic is plumbing, and we address this often with people. When do I repair a plumbing fixture, and when do I replace a plumbing fixture? Well, there's one pretty quick way of determining that. If you take the plumbing fixture off, and you could tell the entire thing's made out of plastic, then replace it, and go to a professional plumbing supply house like Van Mark, Central Arizona Supply, Ferguson, Hughes, and buy...
Expressions Home Gallery.
Expressions.
New.
ProSource.
Well, not new, but I mean, they...
Yeah.
We've got a lot of great.
And ask them, look, here's what came off my bathroom vanity in plastic. Almost every manufacturer makes identical fixtures in brass. And if you will just buy the brass fixture instead of the cheap plastic one, you'll get 15 or 20 years use out of it. So that's the number one tip I have for you today. Don't buy your plumbing fixtures at big box stores, because they're the ones, in search for the more economic price, forced manufacturers to start making everything in plastic. Go brass.